the services to the people of Letterkenny are going to be maintained. The jobs of the council workers are going to be maintained, and we won't have to let anybody off. The council will endeavour to provide the services that we've done in the past, street cleaning, etc., house maintenance, to the high level that we've been doing over the years, and I'm fully committed to that the council will do so in 2011.
You've made it clear that it's your belief that it's decisions taken by the council and the progressive attitude shown by Letterkenny Town Council that has allowed the preparation and presentation of a budget that does walk that tightrope between maintaining services but at the same time actually reducing the rate.
Yeah, by reducing the rate, each 1% is a reduction of 50,000, and I think that can't be underestimated. We've taken a lot out of the maintenance budget for the town this year, but at the same time, we've been able to rejig things, and we've been able to give that commitment to the people of Letterkenny and to the business community that the council is there for them, that we can work with them and improve things in the year to come in 2011.
In a year when payments to politicians has come under the microscope as never before, the point's been made that the actual cost of members of Letterkenny Town Council is less than 100,000 in terms of the budget. It's less than 2% of the council's overall spending. That's something that members are very anxious to get out there.
The actual figure is 1% of the total budget for 2011. It's a massive reduction on 2010. People out there think that councillors are getting an absolute fortune. We don't do it for money. If you were to do it for money, you wouldn't bother going to election. We do it because we're committed to the people of the town. The nine members are committed. And again, as I say, we give an awful lot of our own time to furthering the town council.